So I've also, I have often puzzled at the whole story of Noah, and not about, you know, it's literacy or anything like that. That's I have my own place to stand with all that, but where I've where I find myself standing with the story of Noah, sometimes is just, what did it feel like to Noah and his small band of eight human beings to exit the ark, knowing that their lives had been spared, but everything that they knew was gone. The extended family was gone. The fathers and mothers, the friends, the community, the people who they had loved in their time to be together, they were all gone. That through this act of God, this act of nature, this act of such profound violence, however exactly that all transpired, that the world that Noah and Noah's children had come to know, had come to trust in, had come to believe in, was disappeared before their eyes. And they were saving humanity and they were saving the creatures. All that they knew and all that they loved had been diminished, had been eradicated. And I never really think, you know, usually we think about, yay, Noah, isn't this a lovely story, and God saved the remnant to repopulate the earth, to have dominion over the animals, to begin eating flesh, to all that goes with that story, and it's all there. But sometimes I want to step into a little deeper place with that, and as we come to the season of Lent, it must have been to step off of the ark and know that those whom you loved, those who were your children's best friends, those who were the hope of the cohorts for your grandchildren, all of that you had anticipated to be the future of the togetherness and the community was now no more. And to step off into the pain and the loneliness of knowing that all of the hopes and dreams that we had held have now been taken from us. And so to come off of the ark, not in the celebration of, yay, we were saved and all those evil people were killed, we need to find our way into a world that is very different than anything we ever imagined, and very different than anything we had ever hoped for. And in a large way, you know, so we have Noah and the story, and I love the story itself and all that is meant within it. But I also, in the midst of this story, I understand that sense of God having broken faith with humanity. I understand that the story of the aftermath of the flood is also a lament, where people very righteously are wondering, are angry that God would have done this thing. The people come to God in the midst of their brokenness. And it is then that God establishes this covenant, that God places the rainbow in the sky, the promise that in the heart of your brokenness, I will never abandon you again. I will never again wipe out the world with a flood. And some people take that to the place of literal interpretation. And I was telling the Sunday school class this morning about a group of people I met who felt we need to maximize our firepower and continue to build our nuclear arsenal so that God will have the firepower to be able to wipe out the earth with fire this time, and how kind of misses the point. It's taking something that's not meant to be literal and making it very literal. You know, and there's a way where I really can't get my head around what happened in the flood, whatever exactly that event was. But I can get my head around this week, around the reality of having one's world collapse around oneself. The shooting again. 18 school shootings so far in 2018. 17 children taken from their parents, taken from their sisters and brothers, taken from their grandmas and their grandpas, taken from the children who could have come from them, taken from the promise that extends into our world. 17 children in Parkland, Florida. So much pain, and I can step into the lament of those who know that everything they'd hoped, everything they knew, everything they understood to be true has been taken from them in an instant, and everything is changed around again. And I can see why the Psalms are full of psalms of lament. Why in our scripture we have a book of lamentations, where we can't go down a real purpose. That God's plan was that 17 children get killed and many more terribly wounded. That the young man who perpetrated the violence would step into the brokenness, into a life that's shattered. So easy to talk in terms of evil and goodness and bad people and good people, and it's just all so sad. And our scripture takes us to a welcoming of the fact that life is very sad. There's so much loss. And what I love about God's resolution to the lamentation of Noah and family is that God doesn't fix everything. You know, however the flood came about, what I do know in the rainbow is that God stood with people in the midst of the pain, that God understood the pain, that God sees the pain, that God understands when our lives are shattered. Diagnosis of cancer. Diagnosis that my loved one is going to die. Finding a brokenness and dreams gone. A baby miscarriage that we know that we hold. The grief that has been ours as we have walked through the tremendous pain that is part of being human. So much of it we don't understand, and God is not as foolish as the rainbow to say, in the midst of your pain, I am faithful still. Hear these words in Psalm 25. Again, a song of lament. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in you I trust. Do not let me be put to shame. Do not let my enemies exult over me. Do not let those who wait for you be put to shame. Let them be ashamed who are wantonly only treacherous. Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my... O Lord, be mindful of your mercy and of your steadfast love. for they have been from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth or my transgressions according to the steadfast love. According to your steadfast love, remember me. For your goodness' sake, O Lord, good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in his way. He leads the humble to what is right, and he teaches the humble his ways. All the paths of it, and who keep his decrees. Let us pray. Lord God, in this time as we come to Lent, as we come into suffering in the world, we live and we bear the scars of that suffering. Lord God, as we come to your word this day, give us hearts and minds that are opened to receive your message for us, even here, even now. Amen.